You're listening to Wait, Am I an Adult Now? One of the only podcasts out there that interviews young millennials riding the squiggly line of life.
We're your co-hosts, Shelby Wildguest
and Savan Pichotto.
And together, our mission is to inspire you with stories of millennials just like you who are paving their way in the new creative economy.
Our guests are leading epic lives through entrepreneurship, artistry, charity, music, corporate leadership, and so much more.
Are you ready to jump in?
Let's go. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Quote of the Week. This is Savan.
And this is Shelby.
And this week's quote comes from the lovely Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, hey.
Former First Lady of the United States.
In case you didn't know.
And this quote says, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams."
That's like a very comforting quote. Like, I feel like that's like a blanket I can wrap myself in.
Yeah.
Like, figuratively, you know, but like the dreaming aspect, but also like literally, like just like that just feels really safe and comforting for me.
Yeah, because I know like a lot of people have dreams and goals, but I think often we don't realize how beautiful they can be. Mm-hmm. Like we might think like, oh, I want that house with X number of windows and the porch that wraps around and this and that. But we don't really think, like, if that were to happen, like, how beautiful would it be to accomplish that goal that seems so far away right now and, like, filling in the gaps to actually get there?
That, and also I think, like, the house example is a really great example because I have a vision in my mind of what I want the house to look like. But as I've gotten older, I've stepped away from, like, the aesthetics of the house and more of, like, the feeling of the house, like, knowing that I can fill this house with children and laughter and family and love and allowing myself the space to dream about those things without feeling guilty of it. You know, yeah. Like I think a lot of times we silence our dreams because we question whether or not we're worthy of receiving them. We're like, who am I to have this big, beautiful house that looks out over the water with all these kids? Like, why should that happen to me? Or, you know, is this even worth dreaming about? And I think it's so valuable to give yourself that space to imagine what your life could look like. Because like Savan just said, you know, you'll be able to kind of understand the pathway that fills that gap between what's reality now and what could be reality from your dreams.
Yeah. And like appreciating the time it takes to get there and like all the things you have to go through to get there too. I think that's what makes it more beautiful in the end, is like looking back and seeing everything that you've had to improve about yourself and change and like grow to actually get it.
Yeah, and I also think just giving your space, giving yourself that ability to, like I was just saying, like really just allow yourself to think of all the good that can come to you. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we as humans tend to get wrapped up in the bad.
Yeah.
Like the what ifs and like the fears.
Yeah.
And like I have done meditations before, and I'm not a meditator, but I've done meditations before, like at events and stuff, where the whole premise is like to think of what life could look like if everything that you wanted to happen happened. And it brings me to tears. Like it really brings me to tears to be like, wow, like my life really could be so beautiful. And I think connecting to that future helps you make better decisions in the present.
Yeah, because I don't know if a lot of us don't really realize this, but by nature, we tend to be fear-based because our bodies are all about needing survival, like the fight or flight. So the more that we give in to other people saying your dreams are too small, or why should you do that, or you should do this instead, the more we listen to other people rather than like our intuition and like what we actually want and believe, the less likely we are to actually make those things happen for us, because we're choosing fear over like over beauty, over love, over like the dream.
Yeah, because that's the norm. That's what it seems like everyone does these days, is just to like live in fear. Mm-hmm. Of, you know, it's like a scarcity mindset. We've talked about this before.
Right.
I feel like we definitely have. You know, when you're living in fear, it equates to usually scarcity, because you're acting out of fear of not having something happen. And so like you do all these things to avoid what you fear as opposed to doing all these things to create what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can get yourself into thinking about the beauty that life could be, then it helps you create actions that fall in alignment with that. And it allows you to create actions in your life that, again, help you bridge that gap.
Yeah. And then when, like, the other part of the quote saying, like, the future belongs to the people who actually believe in the beauty of their dreams. Like, think about what the future would actually be like if none of us ever gave into that fear mindset. If we all just, like, had a dream and fully believed in it to the maximum, that we just did whatever we possibly could to make it happen, how many cool things would come from that?
Absolutely. I think the world would just be like a 100% happier place. Right. Like if people, I mean, everyone has dreams, right? It's like, of course everyone has dreams. And sometimes I think people, like going back to what I said in the beginning, like they just don't think their dreams are at all realistic because they've gotten stuck in this mentality that like it just won't happen for them.
Yeah.
And it's such a shame when someone allows themselves to succumb to that, because it really dwindles your potential. Like your dreams are your dreams for a reason. Like I wouldn't dream about being an astronaut because that does not fall in line with like my core being, but I do dream about being a world-renowned speaker and a best-selling author because that falls in line with who I want at my core. Mm-hmm. And so I think your dreams are also a mirror into like what you truly want at your core.
Right.
And that might help you also identify like what your passion and your purpose is. And then you can take the steps now in the present day to make actions that more align with your passion and your purpose, which will eventually make your dreams become reality. And if we had more people in this world who were actively taking the steps to align themselves with their passion and their purpose, we'd have a much more passionate and purpose-driven world.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's just like such a more positive way of being than it is to be so afraid and so fearful of scarcity and so fearful of what could happen to you. And just no way of living.
Yeah, 100% to everything you just said. Completely agree. And I honestly think that's like the perfect way to end this quote, because yeah. I can't say anything more about it.
Yeah, I think this was a good conversation. Nice and quick.
Yeah.
Short to the point. But like everyone out there, seriously, like just recognize that your dreams are your dreams for a reason. They're yours to make reality. They are only yours to make reality. And so take the steps to do it.
Yeah. And they're usually a window, like Shelby said, into your soul purpose, your passion. Like they're giving you a glimmer of what can be for you. And that's really where the work starts, is like acknowledging that and then taking the steps, as slow as they may come, to make that happen.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this episode and we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So slide into our DMs and let us know what you're thinking. Okay.
Bye.